Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a
to beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Maybe. Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
There they go.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday.
I did a little disney in my seat. Yeah.
Friday.
Woo. If I ever forget, never fails, because Taryn just slowly scooches her chair back.
I know.
And slowly gets up, and I'm like, why is she? Oh, she's getting ready to jump.
She usually takes off her jacket, too. She did not today.
Oh, I didn't. I left my jacket on.
Is that even a jacket?
It's called a shrug. Like a sweater shrug.
It looks like an unfinished yarning project.
Oh my, it is
like I just
short.
Forgot at the bottom. But what do you think of my Mariners throwback?
I love it.
This is from spring training, 91. I was 6 years old, and my dad brought this shirt home.
So that's not like a fake vintage shirt. That's a legit vintage shirt.
I've had this since I was a kid.
You have so many shirts from back in the day. I'm impressed that you haven't thrown them away.
Yeah, I'm a saver of shirts.
And do they not smell?
No.
You haven't grown since you were six?
Well, I mean, so I think my parents used to always buy like adult shirts and bring them to the kids.
She'll grow into it when she's in her 30s.
Here she is.
Now I'm in the process of growing out of it. So
let's get to Christopher from Port Orchard. Christopher, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Christopher has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Oranges are a great source of what vitamin?
C.
Correct. What is a group of crows called?
Flock?
No.
Pass.
The first ever NFL draft happened in what decade?
50s.
No.
60s.
No.
40s.
No. Who played the title character in the movie Deadpool?
Oh, I don't know. Johnny Depp, Keanu Reeves.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No. Pass. Tennessee and what Midwest state each border 8 other states?
Oh, my gosh. Oklahoma.
No.
Indiana.
No.
Maine.
No. Walt Disney famously said, if you can dream it, you can what?
Achieve it.
No.
Live it.
No.
Be it.
No. Instead of cream cheese, Italian cheesecake is made with what kind of cheese?
Cottage.
No.
String.
No.
Swiss.
No.
I really want some string cheesecake. God love you, Christopher.
Chris, I do love me some string cheese, but no, not on a cheesecake. You got one correct. So people might
better
say...
better than a deuce.
It's true. Actually not better,
better than a deuce.
Oh, better than a zero.
Yeah. Oh, a goose. Yeah, a goose. Not a deuce. But you're number one, so that's fun. Right?
Better than a goose and a deuce.
Steve, you know, I'm not a betting girl, but I think I would bet on you today.
Really?
I think I would. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oranges are a great source of what vitamin?
Vitamin C.
Yeah. What is a group of crows called?
A murder.
Yes.
I love
the
that.
The first ever NFL draft happened in what decade?
I don't know. 40s?
No.
30s?
Yes, you do know. Who played the title character in the movie Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. Tennessee and what Midwest state each border eight other states?
Illinois.
No.
Arkansas.
No.
North Dakota.
No. Walt Disney famously said, if you can dream it, you can what?
Eat it.
No.
Should be. Do it.
Do it. Yes. Instead of cream cheese, Italian cheesecake is made with what kind of cheese?
Huh?
Instead of cream cheese, Italian cheesecake is made with what kind of cheese?
Goat?
No.
Ew. Cow?
I mean, no.
Oh, American?
No. The Berlin Wall was built in what decade?
I'm going to go to the 30s.
No.
40s.
No.
50s.
No.
Damn it.
O is the symbol for which chemical element?
Oxygen.
Yes. American cheese cheesecake?
I don't know. I was like, I don't know.
It doesn't make mine sound that much worse, does it?
Christopher suggested string cheesecake.
I need it.
Well, Steve, it doesn't matter you got that one wrong because you got 6 correct, which is a win. 6-1. Sorry, Christopher. Another
one bites the dust. I only know cream cheese cheesecake. Another
one bites the dust. And you're Italian.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I'm making Italian cream cheese or Italian cheesecake.
What do you...
Mozzarella?
No, they put it in lasagna.
Oh, crap. Oh,
come on.
No, what the hell is it? Ricotta.
Yes!
Ricotta.
Ricotta.
Yes, they use ricotta.
I play my mom. That's
cheese.
How she would announce it.
I'm like, it's not a G, it's a C in there.
I know.
The Berlin Wall was built in the
60s.
1961.
I went in the wrong direction.
Mm. And Tennessee and what Midwest state each border eight other states? They're the most two states that border the most states.
Missouri? No.
Yes.
It is? Holy cow, that was a total guess.
Wow. No, you sounded very confident when you
guessed it.
Like someone's tickling you or something.
Well, congratulations, Steve.
Rat City Roller Derby is celebrating their 20th anniversary, and they have a big event happening a week from tomorrow, next Saturday. So we will catch up with two of the members of Rat City Roller Derby, Master Bowder and More Butts.
That's their actual names, too. That's their birth-given names.
We saw the certificates.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to talk with them after the Odyssey World premiere of Motley Crue, Dogs of War.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, there is nothing I enjoy more than celebrating a birthday or an anniversary. And when there's a 5 or a 0 on the end, it makes it all the more special.
More epic, yes.
Way more epic. So I'm super excited right now to introduce our next guest on the Daily Miggs Show. We have Master Bowder from Rat City Roller Derby. How are you this morning? And congratulations, it's the 20th anniversary of Rat City Roller Derby.
Thank you. We are so excited that Rat City is celebrating 20 years in Seattle. It's a really big milestone for us. And I also wanted to let you know that we also have More Butts with us today.
It's about time we got More Butts.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about roller derby is the creative names, from More Butts to Elizabeth Taylor is a member of your team. I thought that one was pretty awesome. I also love Damage Control, but I'm saying it in a way that I can't really say the actual version because she spells it a little bit different, and I can't get away with that. These names are so great.
Yeah.
We love the names.
Yeah, I was going to say having a name is just really part of the fun. I think in joining a roller derby team, it's like sometimes you have an idea and sometimes someone else gives you the name and it just is the right fit.
That was my question. I was like, are you given the name? Do you come in? Because, I mean, sometimes what if you came in with a name and I was like, yeah, we're not giving you that name. You're not that cool.
Yeah, that happened to me the first time around. I started derby and the name was just, it did not stick. It turns out, though, that people really like saying the word butts. And so that name stuck.
So, and I've heard that there's like a website that you have to go to register the roller derby name. How many names are on that list?
Oh, thousands. I mean, I don't think that it's been updated in recent years, but I first joined Derby 10 years ago when we were using it. And so, yeah, thousands and thousands. And I think back in the day, you tried not to have the same name as someone else anywhere. Now I think it's more of like a regional courtesy, so you're not playing people with the same name as you.
What do you think is the most popular name that people always go for?
Well, I will say I just went to a tournament with one of our skaters, Gnarly Quinn, and someone else there had the same name, and I was pretty surprised.
One I saw years ago was Blunt Force Drama, and that was one I'm like, that's just genius. That's so genius. And you guys are celebrating the 20th anniversary. Tell us about this season and also maybe how long you've been involved each individually with Rat City Roller Derby.
So I started with Rat City in 2012. I started skating, played for a couple of seasons, had a kid, coached, came back as a skater just after COVID, and it's so fun to be back in this community. This 20th season has been really fun to reconnect with alumni who have been a part of this league for the past 20 years and revisit things like a cool old logo that we found on a poster that was in a window of a bar, you know, like just the history of Rat City and in the Seattle area has been so cool to sort of rediscover as we have gone back in and looked for sort of artifacts for this 20th season.
You brought up something I'd love to just kind of touch on for a second, because I for what I do on the side, and I don't make money from it, it's just something I love to do. I do independent wrestling, so, you know, like the theatrical version of it. But Murray Grande, who is involved with Rat City Roller Derby, he was involved with wrestling as well. And a lot of people always ask, why do you do it? Like, you're hurting yourself. I'll wake up sore. I'll injure parts of my body. I'll come in with a black eye or whatever it may be. And myself, I have a 4-year-old kid, and like, you know, that gets in my head as well. It's like, oh, why am I doing this? But I can't stop doing it because it just fulfills something that I have a hard time articulating it to people who don't get it. Do you find that you have to deal with that as well? Because, I mean, doing roller derby is very dangerous. And then, like you said, you have a kid. How do you explain what you do, what your passion is, when there is such a risk of doing it?
There are a couple things. One, my daughter is 8 and she also plays like little mini roller derby.
Awesome.
So this has been a pretty cool thing that we like get to share together. There are a couple of things. I have a pretty high demanding job. This allows me to completely check out of my demanding job. You literally cannot think about anything else except playing this game or you will get knocked on your rear end.
Yeah.
Like, it is a really insanely supportive community. And when I say incredibly supportive, it is like if I went to Paris or Tokyo or Amsterdam, there is a roller derby team there where I could crash on somebody's couch. Like, it's this kind of community that's super tight because of what you do, no matter where you're at. Plus, it's an incredibly diverse group of people, a lot of different body types, sexual orientations, skin colors. People are passionate about doing this in particular, and it's sort of what brings us together, but it's a really cool community.
That's awesome.
We are talking with Master Bouter and more butt of the Rat City Roller Derby, and we are so excited that you guys are celebrating the
the last name proper,
plural.
Yes.
And you're celebrating the season finale coming up Saturday, May 4th. Tell us about what's going on then.
Yeah, so that is our big championship bout. It's going to be an exciting day. Tickets are on sale now. Doors open at 2:45. We'll kick it off with our first bout featuring Grave Danger, one of our home teams, and they're going to be taking on the Rose City Wreckers from Portland. And then following that, we'll have our alumni exhibition where you'll see some familiar faces like Carmen Getsum, Clobber and Maine, Lily Lightning. And then it's the big championship bout, which is featuring the Throttle Rockets, my home team, versus Derby Liberation Front, which is Morebutt's team. So I thought it would be fun to have us both on since we'll be competing.
So if people want more info, they can go to RatCityRollerDerby.com. The finale of the 20th anniversary season is next weekend, happening at Magnuson Park Hangar 30.
Yep.
Show up and support. This is going to be amazing.
Cheer loud. We'll have a beer garden, a silent auction, 3 food trucks. It's going to be awesome. And
sold.
It's all ages for the event.
So much fun. And thank you for taking some time out. And congratulations on 20 years. That's crazy to me that it's been 20 years. That it's nuts.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm just looking at one of these text messages we just got. It just says in Los Angeles, there's a male coach for the Derby team, and he is called Hurtin' Ernie.
Oh, that's epic.
Yes. That's the best name ever.
Rockaholics, all week long, we have been doing an experiment. We wanted to see if the Rockaholics, with the help of artificial intelligence, could write a better record than the Tortured Poets Department from Taylor Swift. And if you missed any of the songs, don't worry. We will play for you the Tortured Rockaholics Department, an EP of 4 songs at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have had a glorious time this week with an experiment we've been conducting, Rockaholics, and we wanted to see, with your help and with the help of artificial intelligence, if we could write a better record than the Tortured Poets Department.
Yes. And I don't know. I feel like we might have accomplished it.
I'm feeling pretty strong about that.
Yes.
Sarah, not so much.
No, but- not at all. I'm like, around this time every day this week, I've been so upset.
Very defensive.
I am.
She's our resident Swiftie.
Yeah.
And on Monday.
Even being a fan of Taylor Swift, I can appreciate that our Rockaholics are more talented than her.
Wow.
No?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Just kidding.
Turning back the clock. Monday.
Yes.
This is when we began this quest, and it was the Tortured Drivers Department.
That's very true. So we were taking calls from people because it ended up we were at our party at Chuck E. Cheese and we met a lot of people who drive truck, drive Uber, DoorDash, and we got into some conversation about some of their horror stories. Like, you know what? We should take these calls on the air. So what we did was open up the phone lines, the text line, and say, share some of your stories about being a driver. And then we would take those stories, plug them into this website, Suno.com, and within a minute, it would write a full-on song with vocals, music, guitar, drums, all that stuff. And then we could even pick what kind of genre we wanted to do.
And the Tortured Drivers Department, we went with country.
We did. And these are just some of the examples, just so you could kind of play along. Somebody told us a story about their car flipping over. I think escorts offering their services to an Uber driver. Rabbits running around the road while a guy was driving truck. A girlfriend that likes to flash other people while he's driving around. So this is On the Open Road, the song written by our Rockaholics.
My old Chevy truck, I hit the gas, wanna run. Feel steady country music on the stereo, I'm in a hush. Headlights cutting through the dark as the night unfolds. Cars flipping over, but I keep on rolling down the road.
Now that's the second version. That wasn't even the original version. That's the old school version. Which is still great.
Yeah.
That was still really great.
That was great. Because it'll crank out too, right? For every
It cranks out too, so that's the kind of funny part. So that was the second version of the country song that it gave us.
I love that.
Should we hear the rest of it?
Passing by the truck stop where the escorts gather. They offer their services, but I politely decline. Don't matter, just chasing freedom in this never-ending quest. With rabbits running round, dodging them is the ultimate test. On the open road where the memories are made, with my sweetheart by my side, living life unafraid. Her laughter fills the cab as she rolls down the back. A wild-hearted girl with a love-born flag.
I feel like we gotta send it to our friends over at the Wolf. They should be playing this song.
Absolutely. A toe tapper.
Passing by the truck stop where the escorts gather. They offer their services, but I politely decline. Don't matter, just chasing freedom in this never-ending quest. With rabbits running round, dodging them is the ultimate test. On the open road.
On the open road.
On the open road.
Shout out to all the rockaholic drivers who helped us write the tortured drivers department.
And we realized as the week went on that escorts seemed to be the ongoing theme. So it's a concept record. There's a theme to it.
It certainly is. On Tuesday, it was the tortured security department.
Right. So we took calls from security guards, and they were telling us crazy stories about getting slapped by an escort, body checked a shoplifter at a Bartels, people making love in an elevator, one dude by the name of Mike that was setting off explosions. And so this time around, what was the genre we went with?
Metal.
Yeah. And the song was called Guardians of Chaos. I think this one was my favorite.
Yes. Does channel some Judas Priest in there.
So great.
I could hear Rob Halford singing that song, Guardians of Chaos.
And I love that the AI drummer kicking it on the double bass.
On Wednesday, we paid a visit to the tortured musicians department. You know, Steve Miggs, you and Danny both have been in bands, and you guys have always had crazy stories. So we wanted to hear those stories from our rockaholics, and they showed up with some great ones.
Someone shared a story about playing just in front of three people. One person played at a massage parlor that was doing some escort type stuff there as well. One told a story about his bassist stealing the instruments and trying to sell them. Another person was kicked out of a coffee shop for playing too loud. And then also another person busted a bandmate making love in the practice space. The song is called Hidden Melodies, and it was requested that we do a pop song for this one.
Wait in front of just a few, three people nodding, that's the crew. A massage parlor gave us a chance, played a show there. It was quite the dance. Bassist played some sneaky games, stole our instruments, what a shame. Kicked out of a coffee shop, too loud they said, but we kept on rocking. Just shook our heads. Hidden melodies, we keep chasing the dream. Through the ups and downs, we'll make it. It seems, living for the music, no matter what it takes. Finding love in the private space.
That's the best part. Someone's asking, who's singing on these songs? The robots. That's the weird part.
They're pouring their hearts out.
We type this stuff in. It gives us exactly all of this. The music, the vocals, the lyrics, all of it done by robots.
We wrapped up our 4-song EP with the tortured coaches department, kind of inspired by the NFL draft happening this week, and just all of the thankless you know, youth coaches, and you know, they don't get thanked enough for the saintly work that they do, working with kids and crazy parents.
The stories are great. One coach talked about kicking a ball and accidentally breaking a grandma's nose. Another one, the coach was a drug dealer. Another one, a coach took the kids to a Hooters restaurant. And another one, all the kids saw the coaches naked. And this one was also requested to be a hip-hop song, and it's called Running With The Team.
Coaches on the court, gotta teach them right. One coach went left, turned into a fight. Kicked the ball so hard, it broke grandma's nose. Thought he was a teacher, turned out he's a crook that dozed. Coach was a dealer, dealing drugs on the side. Sold the kids to hide, but the truth couldn't hide. Took them to Hooters, thought it was all fun. But innocence was shattered, saw coach in the sun. Running with the team, but the coaches ain't clean.
And I felt like this one was a song with a message.
Absolutely. Yeah. Rockaholics, I know you probably want to stream this wonderful four-song collection. And
I think at least the metal song. The metal song ruled. The country one wasn't too bad either.
I think we're going to put it up on social media too. So if you want to re-listen to any of these, you're really going to enjoy it. Really going to enjoy it. Share it with all your friends. One of the best parts of the NFL draft, without question, is when they show footage of the team calling the player to say he's being drafted. And the one that the Seahawks made to the number 16 pick, Byron Murphy, did not disappoint. You're going to hear it after Twisted Sister.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
The NFL draft began last night. And speaking of the draft, we're actually going to be chatting with Seahawks Hall of Famer Walter Jones about it. So be tuning in this morning at 9 a.m. as he will join the program. One of the best parts of the draft is when the team releases the video of them calling the player to let them know that they made the team, that they're being drafted. So the Seahawks released the draft call they made to Byron Murphy, who was their pick at number 16.
And the call's great. And I know we did a drinking game on our website and on our social media pages for the actual draft. But I feel like if we did a drinking game for this phone call and you had to take a drink every time he says, yes, sir, you would be blacked out within 30 seconds. I love this guy, man. Sometimes you hear players crying. Other times they don't sound like they're excited at all. But you get the vibe that he is fired up to be a member of the Seattle Seahawks.
Hello.
Hey, is this Byron?
Yes, sir.
Byron, this is John Schneider with the Seattle Seahawks. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Good, man. Hey, we don't care what your agent says about you, man. We think you're a hell of a football player. We're going to select you right here, okay, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, man. Come be a Seahawk, man. Hey, here's our head coach. Here's our head coach, Mike McDonald, okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, congratulations. Can't wait to see you, bud.
I can't wait to see you too, Coach.
Byron.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
Give it up for Byron, man. Much. The place is going crazy, brother. That's awesome, man. You excited?
No, I'm very excited. I'm ready to get to work away.
Hey, somebody told me this is your favorite team.
Man, Seattle was my favorite team growing up.
Isn't that crazy? Like, he was a fan of the Legion of Boom. And, you know, obviously, playing defense, that's not a bad team to be rooting for.
What was he, 10 at the time?
I know.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. This is great, bro. Hey, where are you at right now? Are you with your family?
Yeah, I'm with my family right now.
That's great, man. Well, yeah, I'm gonna shoot it over to our coordinator for you, bro. But, hey, congratulations, man. Just so freaking happy for you. I'm so excited. And celebrate with your family, man. Cherish this, man. It's a special moment. You should be really proud of yourself,
me,
brother.
Too.
That's great. Crazy. You're a freaking Seahawk, bro. How about that?
Sure. That's crazy, man.
Hey, here's our defensive coordinator, Ad and Dirty. Here you go. What up, Byron?
What's up, Coach?
What's up, bro? I'm super happy for you, bro. The freaking Seahawk. Enjoy this one, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Enjoy this day. Enjoy your family. I'm super happy for you. Yes, super excited for you to be here.
Good job, everybody. Thank you.
I'll pop you over to our D-line coach.
So he keeps passing. I'm like, at some point, I think he talked to the team chef. I think he talked to an intern on the team. It's like whenever I used to call my parents during the holidays, and they have to pass you to every single member of the family. Like, I just wanted to say hi to mom and dad. I'm good.
It's a long phone call, but that was a life-changing phone call.
Yeah, but he sounded like you. I just love that he was a Seahawks fan before.
Welcome to Seattle. Rockaholics, we know that at some point you have gotten in trouble for something so beyond stupid, something that you'll never forget. Call us up now as we want to hear that story. Plus, your story will give you a chance at winning tickets to see In This Moment at the Moore Theater. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls at 7:50.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.